Hello everyone, my name is Oliver Reed, and I've been restoring antique furniture for over 15 years. I'm here today to share my journey and talk a bit about the fascinating world of furniture restoration.
When people ask me how I got into this field, they often assume I learned the trade at a prestigious design college, or perhaps through an official apprenticeship with a master carpenter. But actually, it was my grandfather who sparked my interest. I spent countless summers in his dusty garage, watching him bring discarded items back to life, and that's where my passion was born.
I didn't start my own projects until I was about 20. I remember looking for something affordable to work on. I had been scouring expensive antique shops with absolutely no luck. But then I stumbled upon a beautiful, albeit ruined, wooden chair at a street market. I bought it for next to nothing, took it home, and the rest is history.
When you find a piece, before touching any sandpaper, you must ascertain its true value. You might think the overall style or the type of wood is the best indicator of provenance, but I always scrutinise the timber for inscribed maker's marks. That's what truly authenticates its origin and tells you who built it and when. It's like finding a secret signature.
People often ask what the hardest part of restoration is. They usually guess it's fixing broken legs or dealing with insect damage like woodworm. In reality, getting rid of the dark, thick varnish that the Victorians love to use is the most frustrating task. It takes hours of scraping and can be incredibly tedious.
To remove those stubborn finishes, beginners often reach for strong chemical strippers because they seem like the easiest option. However, these can actually damage the wood fibres. Instead, I rely on a simple metal scraper. It requires a lot of elbow grease and physical effort, but it's much safer for the antique.
Then comes the repair phase. When replacing missing parts, you can't just buy new wood from a modern hardware store. I once tried using pine for a repair on a historic cabinet, but it looked entirely wrong once finished. Now I strictly use reclaimed oak for older pieces, so the textures and the aging of the wood match perfectly.
One of the joys of this job is the history. You often find things lost inside old furniture. Over the years, I've discovered old newspapers and even a handwritten diary tucked away. But my most memorable find, hidden deep behind a drawer, was a silver coin dating back to 1890. It was a thrilling connection to the past.
Once the repairs are done, you have to protect the piece. For the final finish, many modern restorers prefer synthetic lacquers because they dry quickly and provide a hard surface. However, I am a traditionalist at heart, so applying beeswax is always my preferred method to bring out the natural shine and nourish the wood properly.
I usually work on a variety of pieces. At the moment, I'm quite busy in the workshop. I just finished working on a lovely dining table last week, and right now I am focusing all my attention on a massive library desk. It's a rather complex commission for a local historian, and it's taking up most of my time.
If any of you want to take up restoration as a hobby, you might think you need a lot of expensive tools or a large workshop space to get started. But above all, what you really need is patience, because rushing a job will always lead to mistakes that can ruin a beautiful piece of history. Thank you for listening.